Radio trivia is here.
Oh yeah.
Try to figure out the game for me, son. If you can do it, you're stupid.
Hello, everybody. It's time for Radio Trivia Podcast Edition Cross Talk Nintendo Podcast. This is a special episode. It's a mini episode from the standpoint of Radio Trivia.
But it's also the, what is it, 500th episode
for Talk Nintendo Podcast. So
congratulations for you.
And,
well, thank you.
That was my best Halloween.
Yeah. Is it Halloween already?
At this point, we really should just make this a segment of your podcast. I think I've thrown that out before. Maybe we should really seriously consider it. But for now, it's just a special extravaganza episode. So,
So
we only have two games.
Good to be here.
But with us, I'm your host, Michael TYP Cole. There's Casey.
Howdy ho.
Perry.
Hi.
And Alex.
Have you ever been told that your Waluigi voice, and I believe it's a Waluigi voice, is that correct?
That was supposed to be a Waluigi. I don't know how good a job we did this time.
So you've been to many more E3s than I have, just the one, but you've been to events where Charles Martinet is at, and your Waluigi voice reminds me of when people corner Charles Martinet and he just goes off on doing his thing for like 5 minutes.
It's probably not a coincidence because I was very much influenced by live performance of Charles Martinet where he sometimes went off kilter. I mean, he did that kind of stuff like early days. Like my first E3, he was doing that as Wario. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's
no, amazing. I mean it as a compliment that, like, it is one of the more charming things. There's video of him in those booths at E3 just doing the Mario voice. And to be honest, if you've played WarioWare Gold, you have an idea of what that kind of Martinet performance is like.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was peak Martinet.
I call WarioWare Gold Martinet's opus.
I've interviewed him, I think, twice. I don't have any good quality audio, unfortunately, because of problems. I think I've told that story before. Those were so exhausting for him. He was doing like three days basically straight of live shtick, interacting with the audience, and like,
you got to be on 100%.
And he did, you know, his voice is like shot, and he did an interview with me like the last day. And I actually went out when it was announced that he was becoming a Mario ambassador. I didn't really know what that really meant, right? In terms of like, why
take
is he leaving? I didn't know if it was really a take a hike or if like, something, he's having medical issues or something. I didn't know. So he happened to be doing a comic convention, or maybe it was an anime convention or something like that, pretty close to where I lived. And so I like hightailed it down there, and because I wanted to like shake his hand and tell him thank you, because he's like a hero to me. And I just wanted to think, like, you did an interview with me when you were like super exhausted. I just want to thank you again for that. He's really nice. He's a really nice guy. So
that's awesome.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So this is not intended to become the Charles Martinet fan fest here, but yeah.
I'm trying to get him on the episode too for 500. That'd be sick.
Well,
we're going to have Ganny too.
But Casey declined.
Yeah, we'll
have both
on.
They can fight.
Other person's coming.
Yeah.
All right, I thought of that because we are actually like, ironically, because it's funny, but also unironically, a pro
Afghani
podcast. But I actually considered going through the down the rabbit hole of trying to locate him in order to get him to just record an audio clip for 500. But I've also seen how Nintendo has reacted to its own spokespeople.
Yeah. Don't
So I was like, this is a 30-year-old guy with the coolest job in the world. I actually don't want to get
Alex got him fired.
Yeah, they were definitely more lax about that stuff back then. We got a little clip of Charles Martinet back in the day doing a little thing for Planet GameCube. I can't remember. And then it was like, "Have a rotten day. I hate you." You know, he did that. It was very much like, you know, what he does in Mario World, right? And so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know that they would sanction that anymore.
I love that. It needs to be the name of the podcast. Have a rotten day.
Bad news. I don't see Kevin Afghani on Cameo, so we can't go that route.
I was going to see. Charles Martinet seems like a prime Cameo.
Oh, yeah.
It would make sense.
He could charge about. But actually, he's a Mario bucks. Ambassador now. He might still be more under their purview than we think. Oh, yeah.
You mean Waluigi.
Sorry, guys. I'll have to edit some of that out.
You're good.
You better.
Oh. We all have young kids. It comes up.
Yeah. Wow. Where are we? I feel like I'm like scared that we've talked so much about this. Like, so we're going to find out something bad. I don't, I'm scared now. I don't know.
Martin's a sweetheart.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, like, I felt almost like we're talking about someone who's no longer with us, and I didn't. That's scary.
No, he is. He works for Nintendo. He works at their
event. No, he's saying the way we're talking about
him. Oh, okay.
For a second,
I
thought he was talking. He's going to be on some sort of list or something, you know?
No. I'm sorry. Edit some of this out. I'm getting paranoid now. I've had a long day.
Just some of it. Choose some of it to edit.
Amazing.
We're going to do a mini contest here. I chose both games. So I'm not competing. I am just the host. But we will see. We will see if anyone else can figure out.
All right.
Yep, so I got Alex it. No, I'm looking at it. It's Simpsons Hit and Run for the DS and Simpsons Road Rage for the GBA.
Yeah. No. That's way too mainstream.
Oh my goodness.
Needs to be like that. Have you seen that? You know, it'd be a great one. I think I looked it up before. A good one would be that Bart Simpson, Jack and the Beanstalk game for the Game Boy.
No.
Do you remember that game? I remember I had that game. That was the game I had.
Really, really
up.
Bad NES.
It was bad.
Simpsons games were like I couldn't. It was kind of like a boy in his blob where like I just couldn't figure out how to get started in the game.
Yeah.
Bart and the Beanstalk. That's funny.
Yeah.
Let's actually get started.
Amazing.
Guys,
right? All right. Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
I was dancing to it.
There's some very strange instrumentation there.
You're not bobbing your head.
Throw a little bit of a curveball in the middle, but very good.
I thought that someone was like a to the like, I thought that was someone talking. I'm like, oh, that's the music.
Right. Nope, me either.
I have some. I have no like idea. Five or six possible guesses, I feel like.
Okay, well, don't forget to send me your guesses, but you can wait till the third one. Right? It's the order of your guesses that matter, not one, as long as it's before time. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm definitely going to need another one.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm still lost.
Indeed.
I like the first song better, but that was still good.
I just sent three possible guesses. I'm sort of throwing everything at the wall.
You're throwing the kitchen sink.
There is a hint question. You may want to wait until that. All right. Whatever. It's okay. All right. Here is your question.
The hint question.
What happens when you right click?
Oh.
Put in a guess.
Let me see here.
I don't even have a guess yet. I really don't even know.
Time's ticking here. Okay, so I have some guesses. Okay, so I got five guesses from. I have five guesses from Alex.
Absolute like scattershot.
I have a guess from Perry. And I have a guess from Casey. So two of you did guess the correct game. However, one of you got it on their one and only guess. It is Mario and Wario.
Nice.
Which, of course, was recently released on the Nintendo Switch Online service. So I don't know how we got deep into the Mario conversation. It was really quite appropriate.
That's funny.
That's why I guessed it. I was like, I'm guessing this because I know that's a mouse control game. I never played
recently
it.
Recently released.
Yep. And it sounds like this could be in that.
It was my fifth guess.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Your Hail Mary shot.
I actually did find something in my Nintendo World Report archives. I got two files here. I have not listened to them yet. One is just called Wario Greeting, and one is called Wario Rotten. I kind of want to play it and hear what it is. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it or not, but I'm going to play it because if it is, maybe I can send it to you guys. You can listen to it later. Let's see. Is this what I think it is? Oh, that is totally what I was thinking of. If I were able to output right now to your audio, you could hear it. But, that was kind of a waste of time for everyone. But maybe you can edit it in later. And what's the other file here? It says Wario Greeting.
Sure.
That's totally it. I'm going to send these files to you so you can listen to it yourself. Awesome. So yes, this is a Wario game for the Super Famicom.
I don't know anything about this game. I'm going to just send these two
in the email so you guys can listen to it in real time. Let me apply all. Sorry for that.
Wario says to play a GameCube, have a rotten day. I hate you.
Yeah, it has the coolest name. It has the coolest name ever.
It does have a great name. The game, I had played a little bit of it illegitimately way a long time ago. So I tried to check it out on the Nintendo Switch online service, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago or when I was prepping. Instant carpal tunnel syndrome problems. I learned very, very, like almost like immediately. I mean, I've had this sort of lingering thing for a long time, but it rarely flares up. But for some reason, how I'm holding the Joy-Con 2 controller when I do the mouse mode, there's something about how I hold it where I think it's because there's like, it's very thin. So like, there's a lot of like air that I'm kind of like supporting a phantom mouse, if you know what I mean. And there's something about it. I was just like instant pain. And so I only played a 3 levels. So I could not handle it. But I think you can use a USB mouse. So if I really were dedicated, I guess I would have gotten my trackball mouse down to my console and checked it out some more. But it's a cute little game. Has anyone else played it?
No, but I'm watching gameplay footage right now. It looks cool.
Yeah, no, I don't quite understand why they never released it in outside of Japan originally. It's maybe it was the ferry, but I don't know. I mean, they certainly overhauled other things before, like Tetris Attack. So I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so the concept is you're using a mouse and you control this ferry, and Wario for some reason is dropping items on Mario, Princess Peach, and I think Yoshi's head. So they're like walking around blind, trying to wander over to where Luigi can help them out. It's weird pretense. I'm not sure why Wario is dropping things on their heads. He's just a jerk that way, I guess. So, and he has very good aim, dropping things on people's heads with them from an airplane. So you're controlling this fairy, and you click on, like, at the beginning of the game, it's just like clicking on boxes to make them appear or disappear. And, you know, they add mechanics over time. So I think, like, you know, the trampolines, or maybe you have to click on the character that's shambling along to turn them the other way, or they'll fall to their doom. So like they slowly add stuff. I didn't get too far into the game. It's cool.
Interesting. Kind of like Mario versus Donkey Kong.
It does
Minis.
Have kind of a similar vibe to it. I kind of. I mean, this is a game made by Game Freak. And so this predates Pokemon. And so there is a reference to this game in, I think, Red and Blue. Or it's like you see if you go to some houses and you, you know, slash A, I guess, looking at a computer, at a TV setup, and says, oh, there's a video game of Mario with the bucket on his head, or it's something like that. And that's a reference to this game. And so that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So, of course, left clicking will do the main action of the game. Do you know what right clicking does? Any guesses?
Mm-mm.
It pauses and unpauses the game.
That's so weird.
I know. I guess it makes sense if you need to have a pause button, right? So
we need it needs to do something.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. This is a cool game. The audio is okay. It's not the strong suit of the game, but it's pretty cool. It's an interesting use of Wario.
I think it's awesome.
In the early days of Wario being a character, and so you know this.
The title screen is so cool, yeah. Too.
No, there's some good presentation.
Man, yeah. So cool.
And I think, like, when you get to the end of each level, like, which is, like, in, like, 10 stages or so, I think, like, there's, like, a mini game. It's not really a boss. It's more like a mini game where you're trying to click on the airplane to get coins or something. So I don't know if there are any actual bosses in the game or not.
Oh, so you can tap... Like, I'm watching Peach. Is that the one?
I think Peach is the easy character.
Is it always Peach?
Well, I think you can choose easy, normal, or hard. And I think Peach is the easy,
the sprites are so
Mario's
good.
Normal, and Yoshi's hard. It's just, you know, the speed at which they walk.
So it's just like, this is a lot like Minnie's March Again. Yeah, very similar. Very cool.
So
very cool. Yeah, I definitely want to play this game. The sprite work is amazing.
Good music, too.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's a very interesting
game. I'm digging it. Yeah, so, I wish they still made games.
I may
have
to try it again with a real mouse or trackball.
But you didn't. So you tried it with the Twitch 2 Joy-Con?
And that was what was causing the pain. It wasn't the game itself. It was
Gotcha.
It was like surprisingly quickly. I'm like, I guess I do have this problem. I haven't thought of that long time. Like, okay.
Yeah, for sure. That's how was it the flip grip? That was that the thing that they did that you could put your Switch in the vertical?
Oh yeah, the Tate mode or whatever.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to me. I was like, I held it for like 2 seconds, not 2 seconds, but it was like after like a minute of playing, it was like my carpal tunnel hurt. And I was like, can't use it. Which stinks.
So can't say I'm a fan of the Joy-Con 2 mouse feature.
It's pretty good in Pocopia, but.
I guess I'm a fan in the sense that it allows them to have the option of mouse controls without like having it to be assumed it's an accessory. So from that standpoint, I guess I'm supportive of it, but I wouldn't actually want to use that as the mouse.
not for a prolonged period of time, especially.
Yeah.
We do have one more game here.
All right.
And, actually, if you guys want to listen to that, one of those clips.
I did, but while you guys were talking, I played in the back. Pretty awesome.
So I think
Sorry. What is this Wario greeting, which sounds like the one of those like British
Martin
May
recorded
like
for NWR?
The World War II front.
E3 is kind of a World War II front, sir. We were using handheld audio recorders. I'm not sure if that was tape or digital, but there was a lot of noise and a lot of noise processing to make that intelligible, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know.
What's Wario's deal?
If this will end up
a buzzkill, man.
But if you listen to this audio, it literally sounds like one of those videos that's like, all was calm on the beaches of Normandy until the brave American
at the beginning.
It really does.
Wario says to play GameCube, have a rough day. I hate you.
Like the beginning of Up. Like when he's watching the
exactly.
Yeah, like the blimp.
We saw that the other day.
I don't recall if this was from the interview that I had with him where I had set the recording device down on a table, which I thought was fine. Instead, loud thumping from other booths in E3 traveled through the floor, through the table, and overwhelmed it. So I had to, like I said, do a lot of audio processing. This might have been something Billy Berghammer got. I'm not sure. I don't recall the origins of these two recordings. And one might be from column A, one might be from column B. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. But,
yeah.
Love it. I'm going
okay,
to have
next
our,
game
in our little thingies. Okay. 2-1.
All right.
Let's do it.
You know, I'm not sure yet, but this sounds like a game that I was planning on using for this year's
game. don't
but I'm not
give
sure.
It away. Don't give it away.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know yet.
It sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger on it definitively. But I feel better about this game so far than the last one. So I guess there's that.
This is going to be the kind of song that turns out to have been like in Sonic and the Black Knight on the Wii.
Yes. Yes.
The worst Sonic games have music like this.
Sonic games in general have very good music.
They
even
do.
Even if the game itself is crummy. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
All right. Number two.
2-2.
Thank you.
Jeopardy and want to listen to the whole thing, but, you know, it's late.
Whew. That's a pretty one.
Yeah. Okay. You guys ready for the bonus question or the hint question?
Yep. I took a 3-point shot, though, because I feel like it's me versus Perry.
Well, shoot.
All right.
We got a hint, right?
Yes. So which characters in this game are disturbingly unfriendly, but also totally cool with bribes?
I think I know. Are we going to 2-3 now?
3-3 now. Two, three. Oh, yeah, 2-3. Sure. Yes.
Mamma mia, what is that crocodile cacophony?
Ooh-wee.
It is crocodile cacophony, or at least a rendition thereof. So you
Sonic
all
and the Black
got,
Knight.
You all got this correct.
Booyah.
You all got it correct. It is Donkey Kong Bonanza. And third song, of course, being from the final battle. I guess there's spoilers here. So if you still haven't played this game to completion.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, geez. It's too late for you at this point.
Hey, we should tell people before this segment, we should say, now, if you haven't played Donkey Kong Bonanza,
right.
There are still before this segment too.
So right. So that is, of course, the end boss music, which is a rendition of the end boss music from Donkey Kong Country 2.
Which so good.
Kind of cool. It's so cool.
Oh, I did not know that. That's amazing. Yeah,
you could put them next to each other. You'll. It's only like one segment of that song that's recognizably that. But,
okay,
but it's cool.
Perfect. Yeah, you definitely hear it.
Can we finally talk about this dang? We haven't talked about this on the podcast.
Really, you haven't? Oh,
we have not talked about.
Here we go.
Insane.
The return of Wart.
Yeah, yeah. The return of Wart. Yeah. That moment that still
other
has.
Green guy.
Yet been, I have not seen it spoiled by like anyone online. I'm sure someone.
Yeah,
has,
I can't believe I it. Actually,
it was, and I. It took me like months to finish the game, and I wasn't spoiled. And it was like, what?
Yeah, that was pretty
it
cool.
It was crazy.
I didn't get it either. I had seen kind of weird, oblique references to something like from like, Grant Kirkhope. Like, is what I'm hearing true, but like, I had no idea what they're referring to, and it's like. It's funny because the way the game progresses, it's like, oh, finally run into like Diddy and Dixie, right? And it's like it sort of like builds up to that, right? The K. Rool reveal, which is pretty cool. So I mean, I have kind of a nuanced or mixed feelings about this game overall, but overall, I think it's a really, really good game. I'm not totally a fan of some of the art style in some places. I mean, I like DK himself and the main characters, but some of the secondary characters I think kind of look ugly, personally. That's kind of a minor nit. I also feel like the soundtrack, I mean, the game is very much trying to be darker than a Mario game, moodier, more cinematic. And that's cool. I get that. And so there aren't as many songs in the game that I would say like are memorable. It's a good soundtrack, but it's not... You know,
it doesn't have the iconic,
Odyssey. And I felt like
sure
this game leaned a little bit more towards Zelda in terms of atmosphere, so that Super Mario Kart World could be as awesome as it was for its soundtrack. And so I'm kind of okay with that, right? That's the kind of way I look at it. So, anyway, it's still a great game. The post game, I didn't play through to like 100% completion or anything, but I did. I did do all like the, what are they calling them? The knockoff of Dragon Ball Z, all the different elders. Is that just like purely a reference to Dragon Ball Z, or is there some larger cultural thing that I'm just missing about the elder being super duper gigantic? Is that like a Japanese culture thing at large, or is that just like DBZ?
I'm not sure. I can
I'm not,
see.
I'm not
being
that level of professional.
Anyway, so I feel like there's some really janky physics in some of that stuff when you do the really hard areas in that. Although I will say the elephant transformation, I think it was the elephant transformation, almost redeemed itself for me with that. That was the one elder challenge I thought actually was pretty cool. So it felt almost like a Zelda a Breath of the Wild-esque series of shrines, which I thought felt pretty cool.
Yes, I love that part. I love those. Yes, I like that. The difficult section, like those parts, are really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like that. The game is really, really awesome. Must play. But I feel like it is not it wasn't arranged correctly. Like I don't like how the open world feel. I think that hurt it. In my opinion, the way that the flow of the game worked, it wasn't dynamic enough to like where like I didn't know where I didn't my sense of place was just all thrown off the whole time. And if it would have just been separate areas and like everything wasn't linked together, I think that would have helped me a lot because I love those sections. I mean, the player package is insanely awesome and really cool, and you know, ideas thrown all over the wall of like what you can do, literally. And I thought it was really fun, but I just think that, yeah, I wish it was more like Mario Odyssey, even though it was. It's just like the context of it was like the idea of digging down and it being, and then like suddenly you're in another biome, but like there's still a sky, but there's not a sky.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. It's a
just
weird
to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they sort of have a gimmickly explanation for it as you play through the game, but it doesn't really... It still feels too weird, right?
So. It's fine. Yeah, and it's, again, I just think it's weird how it actually affected me so much of playing the, I don't know. And then, like,
know, it's just they were going for the Jules Verne thing again, right? You realize that, right? That's like, right? Mario Odyssey was Around the World in 80 Days. This is Journey to the Center of the Earth. I mean, that, clearly that's what they're doing. And so, I mean, that, I guess they just never ran with
that
it
before, and that's amazing.
But that's got to be what's going on, right? Really? I didn't just like realize this.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Okay, cool. I guess I have an observation that maybe
we're podcasting with a savant.
Well, hold on. Yeah, look at this guy. He's
so the question is what are they going to do next?
Is that 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Is that the guy?
Yeah. I think that's another one. So maybe the next one's going to be
maybe this team's going to work on. Oh, come on. Just let me have this one. What's that dang submarine game? Steel Diver.
Oh, a Steel Diver, open world.
They're going from Mario to Donkey Kong to Steel Diver.
I thought you were going to say they're gonna license Echo the Dolphin from Sega. And
oh, yeah. That's just as likely.
Yeah.
Surely there's some aquatic character they could like latch on to if they wanted to do that.
Sure.
That's already a Nintendo franchise.
I've never heard that. That's really neat. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
wow. Yeah. I was actually amazed that we didn't pick this last year.
You know, when I picked it and I was like looking at stuff and like, wait, how many months old is this game? Holy crap. I must have started playing it like a month or two after release because it surely hasn't been that long. I'm like, nope, I purchased it like a day after it came out. Oh God. So I think with this game though, like, I played through it pretty slowly, right? I picked it up, would play it for a little while and set it down for a week and then I'd play it some more. So I guess my sense of time was kind of skewed that way. It wasn't like Odyssey where it's like I'm blasting through.
Yeah, where you couldn't put it down.
In a week, yeah. So I think the game has some pretty cool storytelling. I think my early impressions of this game was that it kind of almost had what was the game series that started on PlayStation 2 that's like the Indiana Jones kind of knockoff?
Uncharted.
Yeah. To me, it felt like the pacing was almost like an Uncharted game, at least for the beginning of the game. And I thought that was kind of an interesting vibe for a Nintendo game. So I don't know. I'm glad they did something different. I'm glad to see Donkey Kong have a big game like this. Some comments on Twitter or X, I think, seem to be suggesting that maybe Wario should have had this game. I'm not sure. I mean, I can kind of see it. I mean, there's a lot of collecting gold. There's a lot of smashing through things, which obviously, like, Wario Land 2 had a lot of, like, breaking through walls. But I think this worked really well as a Donkey Kong game.
No, I think this is good. I think it got that Wreck-It Ralph dynamic, too.
Yeah,
with the, absolutely. You know, with Pauline was really neat. Having that kind of the little girl feminine, combined with him as a big oaf, I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of my favorite things about it, you know, is that relationship. I think is really, really neat and simple, and they kept it really simple and cool. But yeah, I mean, I would die if they released a Wario game like this. I mean, that would be that'd be insane.
His game of the year.
He's just eating everything instead of smashing everything.
Eating and farting.
Eating. Well, come on, it was like Wario World reference where he's like acts like Luigi's vacuum. I always thought that move was kind of weird.
So weird.
Wario World's a weird game. I mean, it feels like a sort of like, I don't know if they're actually reusing like the Luigi's Mansion engine or not or something like that. It just kind of has that vibe to it where the engine's like was like a poor fit for what they were trying to make, and so it's kind of clunky. And
I mean, it looks awesome though. I just saw that. My 4-year-old was playing that game. I was like, I did not expect Bobby to be playing this Wario World sitting here, and here we are, and it was great.
Excellent. Yeah.
She's growing up right.
Mike, just so you know, one of the most famous things that ever happened on this podcast was in our stinger. Alex edited in the. How long is it, Alex?
So, I don't know if I did the real one or someone's like fake bit on it, but it was an hour long.
There's like an hour long pause menu song in in Wario World, and there's like and there's like different sounds throughout it or something like that.
Yeah. I know exactly what song you're talking about.
It's and great. Alex put the whole thing as a stinger.
That's awesome.
In our episode.
Our highest rated episode yet.
Incredible.
It's amusingly that you bring that up because I was listening to a Banjo-Kazooie song. I'm like, oh yeah, they're doing the same Yang 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 thing in there. I never noticed that before.
And so, oh yeah, no, it's real. He's really doing like a Jay Giles Band thing at one point.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, Mike, I gotta say, you picked the two most parry games I could think of. So
really,
seriously, Mario and Wario and Donkey Kong. Let's go!
And
baby.
You got them both. Yeah,
those are my three main squeezes.
Wow. Well, I aim to please.
Yeah.
I just hope I haven't made too much of a fool of myself.
So, well, yeah,
no,
never,
never. Maybe haven't made enough of a fool. So we haven't answered the hint question for Donkey Kong Bonanza. Maybe there's more than one answer. There was one that stood out to me when I was playing the game. But I got a guess from someone on
yeah, I put a guess in.
I forgot to answer it, but I know what it is, but that's okay.
I forget. They're like the trees, right, that want to eat, and you feed them the coins, and they give you like three bananas.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was thinking of as a bribe. Is there any other guesses?
Mm.
Oh, no, I was thinking it was the guys that the stone things that make the... That like they'll break down the wall, the thing, so that you can get into the thing if you pay them.
Yes, I know what you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
So in the like the Forbidden Zone or whatever that layer is called, everyone's pretty like get out of here now, get. And it's not my favorite part of the game. It's emotionally does evoke, you know, dread and that kind of stuff. And you have to grind for gold if you don't have a lot of gold. So there's these giant pillar stone things. They're fractones called Securitones. That if you like, get out of here, unless you give me 10,000 gold.
it's like a thing from Mario Party. Like
yeah.
A thwomp. Yeah. You can't get by unless you give me 5 coins.
Yeah, then I'll move.
Yeah.
Brr.
Well, look at the crop bouncer.
Brr.
I like that. Oh, I missed.
yeah.
As we discussed last time, the classic not Martinet Mario Party Wario.
Is that not Martinet?
I think that was the. I don't know if he's German or. Right, there is another.
Oh, I missed.
The
I think he did like the Game Boy Advance game too for Mario Kart.
Yeah,
really
that's
early days
right.
of the voice acting of the characters.
Mike, have you heard Mario Party 8 for the Wii? Did you know that you could you can like while people are playing, I believe you could shake the Wiimote and then they would do like a taunt, like all the characters have their own.
Oh no!
And Wario had. His was he'd go, excuse me.
Excuse me.
So he would fart and then say, excuse me. And my friend would play and would just constantly just do that the entire time. Like literally for like an hour.
Yeah.
It was so funny. But yeah, you should check that one out. That's okay. Great.
That sounds like that was influenced by WarioWare, so I'm not sure I approve of that.
And then, dude, what? Mario and farts?
Well, I don't think that they leaned into the he's a super gross person until at least Wario Land 4. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got to study my like Wario Land 2 manual or something. But
Yeah, and they came out of the Wii. It's so cool, right? Remember the speakers? That is such a cool thing.
The speakers on the Wii remote. Yeah,
I really miss it. That was a really neat thing. Remember Twilight Princess when it came out in the Wii? I mean, that was awesome. Dude, the swipes of the sword. That was so cool. I still think that's cool. I miss that.
What did they call that? Like three-dimensional sound or something? I mean, it was something weird because it was already surround sound, but they had a special
term for that. HD rumble sound?
Oh. Okay.
Great.
Well,
I'm sleepy.
That's... So it looks like everyone got one point, except Perry got two. So Perry wins.
All right. Yeah. You're welcome, Perry.
And I get three. I mean, if I got the bonus question.
Who got the bonus question?
Well, I kind of answered the bonus question.
I guess you kind of did. Right. Yeah, okay.
But whatever. I'll just take two. I'll take two. Still, I won't gloat over the three.
Yeah, I'll take his other one then.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. 3-2.
Yeah, we'll even it up. Yeah. So really, we have one loser. We got one loser here.
Just kidding. Okay, but it is. It is time for bed for the Eastern.
Yeah, definitely time for bed. So thanks for putting up with the late recording for me, guys.
Oh, dude, it was so much fun. It was great.
Yeah. You made our 500 actually feel like 500, so, which is good.
Does that mean? What is that supposed to mean?
It means it's awesome.
It means we didn't prepare much episode 500 stuff.
Okay, so it's extra special because like we have archival, poor
we
quality
got the best.
Charles Martinet audio clips. All right.
Absolutely. We should do that again, Alex. No one will expect us to put that song again in 500.
Maybe I should just leave it alone.
Yes. Oh man, I'll have to use that. We'll have to use that in between the segment.
Oh, that's so good.
But yes, thanks for having us on Radio Trivia. You know, if it, you know, this
yes.
is the, I guess you got to wait until we post next week. So
yeah, that's fine. No, I'm not,
I guess
not,
I won't have it edited anyway, so that'll work anyway.
Hey, so success.
He's already going to edit it and just upload it right before you, just to take the views. Yeah,
all right.
I'm happy to wait.
All right. Well, sweet. Well, I guess we'll see you next time on Halloween.
Yeah.
Not too far away.
Congratulations again on the big 500.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. All right.
Goodbye.
Please continue. Hey, excellent.
This strange world, it's so fast and deep. All these things, wild and new.
Just sing with me this melody.
Look at us, so big and small, two together through it all. Heart of gold, a wish come true. You and me, unbreakable.